Welcome to the Sacred Sanctuary, a space for women seeking to embrace their feminine energy while journeying through healing and self-love. I'm your host, Sharday, and I'm so excited to be here. I would love to start this first episode. This is the christening. I don't know, one of those. But this is the christening of the Sacred Sanctuary, and I'm excited to be here and be with you all today, for sure. So every episode, I would love to start with a quote that kind of sets the tone or sets the mood for what the episode is going to be about. So the quote for today is going to be, "A woman who masters the energetics of desire can have anything she wants. You can always feel when a woman is a clear channel for her sensuality. There's no unconscious rebellion in her energy that's making her hard to love. A woman who has mastered the energetics of desire can have anything she wants." I love that. And how I break it down and what it means to me is that when you are operating in the energy, in your feminine, dominant feminine energy, whatever you desire, you can have, because that feminine energy is just being. It's just being present. It's being aware. It is just love. It's that God essence that's within all of us. And from that space, we are literally master manifestors. We can manifest like this. We can create. It's that creativity. It's that intuition. It is everything that embodies that feminine energy, and we're present with it, and we can sit with it, and we can just be it. And this quote is perfect. It's a perfect example of that. And when they say there's no unconscious rebellion in her energy that's making her hard to love, which in and of itself means that we're not operating in that masculine space. We're not operating in that space where we're combative. We're just love. And so when you're just love, and that's the energy that you are primarily exuding, there's no unconsciousness in that. And there's no rebellion to it, because you're just being. And how can you be rebellious without chaos going on in your mind? Because being is no mind. It's not thinking. It's not that logical, analytical, masculine dominated energy. But yeah, so I'm going to get into all of that. But I love this quote. First of all, I just want to start by saying I'm so excited to finally be here doing this. This has lived in my mind for so long, and maybe not in this space or capacity. This all just kind of flowed to me in alignment, but just being in a space to utilize my voice, to speak about things that I'm passionate about, and just to, you know, tell my story, as well as embracing all of the journey, hoping that it could potentially help other women out there that may be going through the same things, or just provide a source of inspiration to get up and get out and go for your deepest desires. For me, I will start by saying that I don't want to say I've been afraid to use my voice. I think I've just been more apprehensive to, you know, what will people think, or do people really want to hear what I have to say, or people aren't going to care. You know, all those negative self-talk that your mind kind of throws at you when you are attempting to try to do something, or when you are setting a goal, or you have the audacity to try to go after something that you really want. And a lot of times we do talk ourselves out of our dreams and out of our desires because we're afraid of what people might think, or we're afraid that, hey, we might fail, or whatever fear deep down that you have that's stopping you from going after what it is that you want. We all have them. And I think courage is one of the best things that we can have, especially as women, or people individually, but you know, I'm talking to my ladies. So
So with the first episode, I wanted to talk about feminine energy and femininity. I think that it's a concept that has been thrown around a lot these days. And a lot of women, I think a lot of people, not even just women, I think a lot of people are confused by the concept of what feminine energy is. And that's not saying that people are so ignorant, like, oh, we can just Google it. Yeah, you can. But I think when it relates to who we are and what it is that we do and how we show up in that, I think that makes all of the difference, because looking at it from a societal standpoint right now, there's a lot of women that are operating in masculine energy. And I don't believe that we're supposed to show up that way. I think that society has pushed us to be more masculine when that's not who we're essentially meant to be. Like, we're meant to have just a little tad, maybe about 20% masculine energy, and that 80% should be feminine. And I think that there has been an imbalance in society just based on that and the structure that has been set up just through the past few decades on everything that we see out here now. Women are being pushed more towards, you know, leading the household, making the money, being the breadwinner, and, you know, being more aggressive and being more logical and all of these things that are primarily male-dominant energies, you know? So I do understand that masculine energy for women is something that we need in certain areas of our life, especially if we're entrepreneurs or in the workplace. But the rub is, when do we cut that off? And then I want to explore that. So I really wanted to talk about it and kind of go over some of the differences between feminine and masculine energy first, and allow you all to kind of decide, where am I dominant, and how, if I do identify, you know, more of my feminine, how do I become more feminine? How do I show up more feminine? Or if I identify more masculine and that's, you know, what I want to do, how do I show up more in that light? But, of course, this is for femininity. So, of course, we're erring towards that side of the spectrum. Feminine energy shows up as receptivity, as fluidity, as this allowing energy, like, so receptive. I'm just here waiting to receive. Think about a queen. Think about how a queen just sits there and everybody is kind of catering to her. Everybody is doing for her. She's in this energy that, you know what it is? It's this energy of expectation. I expect to be treated this way. I expect to receive. I expect to be respected. And, you know, I expect these things because this is who I am. And she doesn't question it. And she doesn't waver. And she doesn't falter in that energy. This is who I am. And that is an essence. That's really the essence of feminine energy. Just being receptive. Just being. Not overthinking, not overdoing, not, you know, being in this super strong, aggressive energy. No, it's a time and place for all of that. We have to decide that we, first of all, are worthy. And then second of all, like, this is my natural energy. This is how I'm going to show up and be unapologetic about it, you know? And it's not bitchy, or it's not like, you know, bow down and I'm, you know, on this pedestal. I mean, you can't be on a pedestal in your own mind. This is your life. But it's more so just about that understanding and that, and I said it already, the fluidity, you know, just being fluid, just this is who I am and I'm embracing that and I'm going to journey through that because by divine right, this is how I'm supposed to show up. So, and then when you are in your feminine, you feel, I don't know, it's just this, it's like this breath of fresh air. Like, I can show up and I can be my full authentic self and I can be in this receptive energy and I feel good and I manifest better and I create more, and I can be more nurturing, and I can be more giving of love to the people that I love and that I care for, just to everybody in my life. And then when you are showing up in that energy, you'll see that people receive you differently. I know for me, when I was more so in my masculine energy a couple years ago, and I would be met with this type of aggressive energy from people, you know? But now that I am being more intentional about showing up in my feminine and just being, oh my God, it's so crazy. I mean, I get people who do things for me and not expect anything. Like maybe I'm at the grocery store and I'm carrying everything out, and then maybe somebody stops, say, hey, can I help you with your bags? Don't want anything from me. And you know what? That receptive energy says, you know what? Sure. And they do. Thank you. Have a great day. And that's that. Or being somewhere and you're about to pay for your food with a tap pay and somebody just walks up and pays it for you and continues to walk off, not expecting anything. But these are the things that I notice when I am operating in that just being feminine energy, and it's amazing. Now, to counteract that, we can talk about masculine energy, and you can kind of decide, hey, am I showing up in this energy? So that masculine energy expression looks like it's more focused, it's more logical, it's more goal-oriented. And it's nothing wrong with being goal-oriented, as you know, in your feminine, but it's more so that super egoic material. I need to do. I need to think. You know, it's all in the mind. It is not coming from that soul energy, that soul place of being. And I think that is ultimately the essence of feminine versus masculine. You think feminine, you think of soul, you think of spiritual, you think of masculine, you think of ego, you think of the material world. And neither is greater than the other, because they both serve a purpose, especially with the yin yang. And that's why, you know, ultimately we're supposed to come together to become this complete whole of a figure, or whatever you want to call it. But then also, you know, femininity is more compassionate. It's more nurturing. It's sensitive. It's intuitive. Oh my God, it's so intuitive. Every time a woman says, oh, my intuition told me, you're right. Trust it. We have to trust ourselves. And that's another thing. Feminine energy is learning to trust yourself. I can trust in myself, in my intuition, in my inner being, that this is what I need to do, or whatever question you have, whatever you have to do, whatever you're debating in your mind, like let it go and go inside, and that energy will guide you to the answer. It's so magnetic. I mean, when you are just being and being receptive, like I was just explaining, you know, situations or scenarios where people were just doing for me without me even having to ask, it's just this magnetism. And it's, at first it's kind of like, huh, like what, am I glowing different today? But it is. Your light is shining brighter. Your light is shining so bright when you're operating in that femininity. So, I mean, it's beautiful. That feminine energy is also very vulnerable. It's trusting. It is open. And these are the things that I believe we're missing a lot of in society right now. And understandably, you know, so I think one of the biggest catalysts right now that is driving masculine energy in women is the music. The music and social media. Social media, oh my God. But you see it. We see it every day. We see the women in music saying, I don't need a man. I don't need X, Y, Z. I can do this. The energy is so, so masculine and dark and heavy. And it gets us to this place where we are forgetting that on this dense earthly plane that there is duality. And even though, ultimately, I don't want to get too deep on y'all today, but even though ultimately we are all one energy force, energy field, one consciousness, there is duality here. And since there is duality here, we have to have that feminine, masculine energy to complete each other, you know, to have that wholeness, to complete the whole. And without that, it's going to be chaos. And it is chaos. I mean, look at the statistics of the single women, single mothers, divorce. It's It's really insane. So I had my homegirl, we came up with some questions just to kind of give real life examples of feminine energy and how to show up in your feminine. One of the questions is, how does feminine energy show up when you are triggered? And we were primarily talking about relationships. You know, how does it show up when, you know, you get an argument with your man or you have a disagreement? What does it look like to remain feminine in those moments? And we were talking, and I can remember telling her how I used to show up, and whew, growth. But I can remember times where I would get very aggressive, the anger, the words. Oh my goodness, the words. Just coming completely out of my element. And I can look back at that now and I can see how unconscious I was. I can see how I was very masculine. I was not operating in my feminine energy. I can, the neck rolling, the finger pointing, the get up in your face, the you ain't shit, like just the negative affirmations. It was, you know, growth, growth. But now what I have learned, and this is only through experience, because when you experience what you don't want, then obviously the opposite is what you do want. So you just start, you know, following that path versus what you were doing before or what you were choosing before. So now the way I show up is I stop, I think, and before I respond. I have also learned that words are very powerful, and I knew that, but the impact of words is very powerful. So, there's a kid saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they will. And words live in people's minds forever. Some people, like, they can say, oh, I forgive and forget, but those words? Oh, you're going to remember what somebody said to you, and you're going to remember how somebody made you feel. I can remember, you know, saying some pretty ugly things to my ex, and anytime we would make up or go back to it, it was just like he would always just say, I remember when you said that. And that's always kind of just pushed me back and rubbed me the wrong way. So it's like ripping a piece of paper and trying to tape it back together, almost like trust. But in essence, the same. When you try to do something like that, it never goes back together perfectly. And it's like, I can't unsee the tear. I can't unsee what happened. I can try to put it back together, but it's not going to be as whole as it was before. The intentionality behind my words now has changed drastically. I think before I speak, and I put intention and thought behind what I say. And I do it in a manner where I'm very calm. And if I can't be calm in the moment, or if I feel like my energy is kind of rising and I'm starting to feel a little flustered or feel like I may come out of my bag in a way that I don't want to show up because that is not what I choose for myself, then I don't say anything. And I will basically just say, you know, I would like to continue this on at a different time. If that's okay with you, I'm going to remove myself or whatever that looks like. You know, sometimes it's just silence. Sometimes it's okay. I understand what you're saying. I understand that we might need to revisit this, but right now I'm not in a space to talk about this. So I'm going to excuse myself. And that's completely fine, because if that's a boundary you set up for yourself, then absolutely stick to it. Because the worst thing is you can disrupt your energy from that peaceful space, from that feminine space, and you can get into that rah-rah and the masculine energy, and then you start feeling depleted after that. You start feeling like you're not yourself, then it's just all of these emotions, and then you have to go back and you have to try to calm yourself back to a place, and it gets harder when you continue to allow these energy disruptions. So for me, the biggest thing is I will take a step back and take some time to myself. If I can't speak on it right then and there in this energy, just like this, and not having to raise my voice and not having to curse or do any of that, if I can't do that in that moment, I remove myself. And that is the best thing for me. And I revisit it when cooler heads prevail. You have to be very conscious of yourself and aware, because if you're not, then that unconsciousness, which is like that, I'm not thinking, I'm not even
considering myself in this moment is going to come out. It's going to spew out and you're going to be upset with yourself because it's just an energy drainer. Another way I would say it comes up when I'm triggered, besides removing myself, is just trying to understand. You know, I think a lot of times when we have disagreements with people, it can be our friends, it can be our partners, it can be our kids, whatever. If you are in a space where you're so rigid that you can't understand what somebody is saying, then you're operating in your masculine. And I think that if you get to that space where you are in this love, light energy, this being energy, then you want to understand, you know, because sometimes it's not the communication that gets in the way, it's the comprehension. And if we learn to comprehend or listen to comprehend what somebody is saying or what their issue is, then we could have healthier conversations and healthier communication, because then it's like, okay, I'm going to listen to what you're saying. I'm not going to be so rigid that I'm stuck in my mind that I'm right, because we're not always right and it's okay. You don't have to always be right. But when you come from a place of understanding, then it just makes everything better, because then that gives the other person in the situation the permission to deliver what it is they have to say, to express it, and to not be in this riled up energy. Or even if they are in this riled up energy and you show up just like this, naturally, if you're feeling and you're not allowing that energy disruption, they're going to calm down. And if they don't, they're going to be really disturbed by how calm you are. And it's going to piss them off even more. And I've been there before, but... And then in that instance, I go back to my first step, remove yourself. But if you are sitting there and you're listening and it's just like, I'm trying to understand where you're coming from. Okay, how does that, like, you feel this way? Why do you feel like that? What can I do now to alleviate the situation, or X, Y, and Z, whatever it is? The whole point of the matter is just staying in your calmness and your energy and seeking to understand. And also understanding that, hey, I might be wrong in this situation and it's okay, or you might be wrong. And what if nobody's wrong and nobody's right? It doesn't matter. The whole point is to keep your center. And I think when we approach things this way, it's like, okay, I can't tell you how to feel about something. And you also can't tell me how to feel about something. But if I choose to understand you and I care about you enough to give that level of understanding, then you understand that this is a safe space, regardless of what may be going on. I care enough and I'm here present with you right now to try to get past or resolve whatever issue that we're having. So that's another way that I like to kind of show up. And I'm going to tell you guys now, it is not always perfect. You are going to have disruptions on this journey, especially if you've been operating in that masculine energy for a long time. And I think a lot of us do it from a place of survival, because that was the only choice, was to be masculine. And for me, that was what it was for me. I had to show up and be masculine. I had to do that. I didn't know it was masculine. I just thought it was, this is just how I am, because I didn't feel like I had another choice. Which is fine. But when you understand and when you get to that place where you can be aware, and that's the key, just the awareness that, hey, maybe I need to change some things. Because then you start looking at how it shows up in your personal relationships and how you show up. And that's something that I had to assess. How am I showing up? Why is this relationship failing? Because when you take the blame off of everything external and you shift it back to you, your life changes. And because you realize that nothing on the outside can affect who you are on the inside. You affect everything that's on the outside. And when you understand that, then you have the key to unlock just ultimate peace, ultimate happiness, ultimate serenity, ultimate joy in your life. Because then you realize I'm the creator and I can choose my response. I can choose how I show up. I can choose what I engage in. I can choose who I allow into my space and who I allow into my energy and who can't come into my energy. It's all a choice and it comes from you. And that's being. That's just understanding, like, this is who I am, and I control this narrative. I control this destiny. I control what happens. I control what I manifest. I control everything in my life. Everything on the outside, you can't control other people. You can try, and I've been there. I've tried. Trust me, I have tried. and it's gotten me nowhere. But you can try to control the weather. You can try to control the person that's driving in the car next to you that's flipping you the bird. You can try to control your partner when they come home and they have a bad day. You can try to control all of that, and you will end up exhausted because you can only control you. And that's that. When you get to this space, and we all naturally have feminine energy. For us that show up predominantly in our feminine, we already do things that are very feminine, and we know when to be soft and when to be nurturing and when to be caring and compassionate and all that. It's natural to us. I think the thing is just sometimes the environment and the circumstances kind of cause us to not operate in that space, or it makes us feel like we don't have a choice but to come from a space that is opposite of who we naturally and truly are, our true essence. I don't want to say it's easy to come up out of the masculine, but it is. It's a choice, and it's like a conscious choice to every day make an effort to watch how you show up. And that's all it is. It's watching how you show up. And once you get that down, life is just, life is beautiful. Another question that was posed was, what does feminine energy look like for you on a day-to-day basis? And this is a good one, because we can't tell you, hey, go out there and be more feminine or do this and you'll raise your vibration, you'll raise, you know, your level of consciousness, and you'll be more in that receptive, magnetic energy, and you can manifest quicker, without telling you, like, okay, how to do it. So for me, I have been on this journey of self-discovery and true self-discovery, not this egoic self, but true self-discovery. And a lot of that has come from healing and trauma. And I'll go deeper into that on another episode, but healing and being intentional about my healing has been one of the greatest, greatest catalyst for me embracing my feminine energy more, and just being able to, like, be intentional and being aware and operating in that. So there are things that I do on a daily basis that keep me in that vibration where I feel like I can show up as my authentic self. It starts with me every day. I get up, you know, I make my coffee. If the kids have school, I take my kids to school. And then when I come back, I'm in this space and I don't have any distractions. It's just me. So I can journal. I journal every day. Sometimes I journal multiple times a day because sometimes I have to. I have to let that energy out somewhere. But journaling every day, meditating every day. And I'll go deeper into this on another episode about meditation, but start. I'm just going to say start. It's going to be chaotic at first, but meditation is what teaches us awareness and presence. And with meditation, you understand that you are not your thoughts. Your mind is not you. What you think is not you. When you can get to that space where you can learn to be present and watch the thoughts like clouds, and you can watch everything around you, and you are, and you realize that you're separate from all of these things, that they are not you, then you learn to respond differently, because you don't internalize and personalize all of these situations or all of these thoughts. And then also another thing with meditation is that you realize that heaven and hell exist in your mind. And going to live in the future or revisiting the past and not being in the present moment now is what creates that heaven and hell. And life is what happens in the present moment. life just is what happens in the present moment. All of creation is what happens in the present moment. Manifestation is what happens in the present moment. Being present, being aware, being intentional, and showing up in these moments. That is what meditation gets you closer to, and makes you more aware of. So every day I meditate. I work out 5 days a week, sometimes six, and my workouts consist of working out with my trainer. Sometimes I work out by myself. I do Legree, which is like a form of Pilates, but a little bit more advanced. I do yoga, breath work, and I run. I love to run in the park, just because that connection with nature is just, it reminds me of who I am and how I'm meant to show up. So all of these things that I do make me feel really, really good. And in that, my vibration is higher, which means that I can be more in my present moment and more in my femininity and more in my feminine energy, because I feel good and I don't feel like I'm on the defense or feel like I have to go to my past and revisit some shit that happened that's not happening right now and go to the future and conjure up some story that I'm making up in my mind that has not happened yet. That might not even happen. So it puts me in this space of presence and awareness to where throughout my day, I can consciously just be, and I can attract the best things. And I'm not worried about nothing. I'm not stressed about anything because I'm being present. And what I learned with presence is when you are in the present moment, right now, in your presence, everything is perfect. Unless, and there's no problem. Unless there actually is a problem, you either deal with the problem or you just let it go. But most of the time in our present moment, there is no problem. There is nothing that should pull you away from that moment. And when you learn that and when you can live your life like that, stress dissipates, worry dissipates. All of these things that bring you vibrationally down dissipate, and you can just be, and you can be in this thriving, vibrant energy. But it starts from feeling good on the inside. And I would say that is a big key to operating in the feminine energy. For me, I have to feel good, and I do things to consciously make me feel good, but that also goes into alignment with the way I love myself. And I'll talk about that on another episode too, because there was a time when your girl, I thought I did, but I just didn't. And I can look back now and realize all of these things that were keeping me from myself, my true self. And I'm happy that I'm in this place right now where I can be in this energy, and I can also talk about it. First of all, let me just say I'm so proud of myself because I finally did it. And I'm recording this, and I'm hoping that I can get the editing right. And of course, if you're watching this, then I did. I can finally say, like, I did what my soul has been guiding me to, and I'm happy to be here in this space, and I'm glad that you guys joined me in this space. And if you're here until this point, that means that something resonated with you, and I appreciate you. I'm so grateful that you chose to be here, that you chose to listen to my words, and I would love to hear your feedback. I would love to hear any suggestions or any topics that you may want to explore. And yeah, so make sure that you tune in next week for the episode on trauma bonds, childhood trauma, and how to heal that. And then journeying from that point to acceptance and self-love. So until next time, I want to thank you so much for joining me in this sacred space. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe if you have enjoyed what was discussed today. And be sure to follow me on all social media platforms at the THEE Sacred Sanctuary. I can't wait to connect with you guys. And thanks for being here. All right. Peace and love.